Joining us now is John Miller, Deputy Commissioner of Intelligence and Counterterrorism for the New York City Police Department. And many of you will remember a former senior correspondent for CBS News. John, what's your assessment of the attempted bombing in London?
Well, I think what we're seeing is likely a lone wolf actor, probably inspired by what we've seen is now a juggernaut of propaganda coming from groups like Al-Qaeda and particularly ISIS. And we are seeing that as they are being pummeled in the war zone and losing more territory, having soldiers leave the battlefield, that they are continuing to turn up the propaganda machine that says, if we are losing a war on the ground here, we have others to fight it where you live.
Given the frustration that ISIS is feeling in other parts of the world, do you think the threat level here is higher now?
In New York, we live with the reality that we are the most targeted city in the United States by terrorist plots. We have a great relationship with the Joint Terrorism Task Force, our FBI partners, and together we've managed to thwart almost 100% of the plots that have been levied against us since 9/11/2001. We don't kid ourselves, though. There is no such thing as total protection in a free society. You always looked at ISIS as a dangerous animal. Now I think you look at ISIS as a dangerous, wounded animal that comes with an element of desperation. And I think you also see Al-Qaeda waiting right behind in the shadows to see if ISIS rises or falls. And to fill that gap, we saw a message from Osama bin Laden's son yesterday, Hamza bin Laden, calling on people to not leave the fight and to do attacks where they are. So it's something of great concern to us, something that we follow every day, and something that we believe we've prepared for as well as we can.
John Miller, Deputy Commissioner of the New York City Police Department. Thanks.